The Dankoff Report is on hiatus this week. It will be back again next week. In its place, please enjoy this special episode of National Bugle Radio. Hey, gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the just kick back and relax of free speech. I'm gonna kick back and relax. I was going to record this on a dog walk, but I didn't bring my recorder, so here I am. I'm recording it now. Dog walk over, kicking back and relaxing. And you can kick back and relax by going to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send fundage, and you send that fundage to RBN at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. There's a phone number there. You'll find the phone number. You can call it in to Julie or to Mike, and they'll take your money, Sam, on the weekends. And I'll give you, this is not really the preferred number, but I'll give you a number. You can, if you're going to send them fundage, you can use the 1-800 number, 1-800-313-9443. There you go. All right. So, extension 3 for whatever reason. Right. Well, you know, I hate to do a lot of doom and gloom, but I'm going to, there's a lot of stuff going on, and, you know, I do think we can salvage something out of our world, salvage something out of our situation. The only way forward is to talk about the fundamental causes of the real problems. And you know me, you know me. You know what's coming, what's coming? Yeah, Jewish power. That's what's coming. That's what's here. And as I've said, as you've probably heard me say, Jewish power is necessary for all these problems, the big ones, the existential ones. Is it sufficient? No, it's not sufficient. That's the hopeful part. They can't do it by themselves. But these problems wouldn't be happening without Jewish power. And so the thing to do is to start talking about it. Are people going to talk about it? Well, okay, here's the thing. I'll talk about the problems in more depth later. Because you gotta structure the show and the argument one way or another. Okay, let me just do a quick rundown of the problems. Okay, so we've got trannyism. How about that? People are talking about that. Is that our biggest problem? No. But, you know, we are facing, really, we're facing annihilation, extinction, or whatever you want to say, disappearance. We as, like, the American people, we as the white race, let's go for it. We are being replaced. It is death by a thousand paper cuts. I think that's a legal term. So there are some of those paper cuts are pretty big. None of them in and of themselves, with the exception of nuclear war, probably, and in the long run, immigration of this scale. But, you know, it's a thousand paper cuts. There's a lot of things going on. And trannyism is a paper cut, but it is causing bleeding. I'm bringing up trannyism because it's a recent thing. You know, if you're 60 years old, and back in the 70s you watched MASH, and MASH had a character played by Jamie Farr named Corporal Klinger, who wore a dress, Why did he wear a dress? Because he wanted people to think he was crazy. This took place in the Korean War. He was in the army. He wanted people to think he was crazy so he could get out of the army because he wanted to go back to Toledo, Ohio. Right? Like any good Lebanese American would, right? He wanted to go back to Toledo, Ohio. And so he wanted people to think he was crazy. And there was one episode where he was diagnosed as a homosexual and he got really incensed because he may be crazy, but he's not a homosexual. You remember that one? Yeah, look it up. I'm sure you could find it. There was an episode like that. Because 50 years ago, and, you know, MASH, go back, you'll probably... Alan Alda, I don't think he's Jewish. He was the star, and I'm sure he had probably a lot of input in the direction of the show. But, it was a lefty show. But even 50 years ago, even the progressive lefty... this was on CBS, as I recall, CBS, which definitely had Jewish management, Jewish ownership, Jewish management, and they were pushing an agenda, but that agenda wasn't anywhere near that. It wasn't normalizing homosexuality, and it certainly wasn't promoting trannyism. Trannies were crazy, by definition, Corporal Klinger. But then all of a sudden, they've been ever since, maybe a couple of weeks after the gay marriage Supreme Court decision in 2015? Ever since then, they've been pushing this trannyism stuff. And I don't know about you. I'm seeing the victims. I have the first, because, you know, I've been involved with youth in sports and music and other things. I've been involved with youth. And the first, maybe this was within the past year. All of a sudden, I'm thinking, wonder what happened to O'Brien. And I looked him up. Maybe it'd be in about 30 now. So I look him up. You know, he was a nice kid. He got really big at the end as a teenager. He got really big. He was like 6'7" last time I saw him. I look him up. And he was in Hollywood. He was, saw a picture of him on the Hollywood, some sort of runway or something, and it was with some other people, towering over them, 6'7", and in a cocktail dress. And he was posting on his social media, "Oh, gender dysphoria, please don't bother me today." So he's going all tranny. He's all confused and tranny-ish. Okay, well, that was... I haven't seen him for a dozen years or more, and so, well, okay. It was weird, thinking that I actually knew somebody who was tranny, and then a few months ago, a couple of kids I know who are kids now, they're early teens, all of a sudden I find out that the girl thinks she's a boy, and the boy wants to think he's a girl, and I'm like, oh my God, and, That's rough, especially the girl. She's really cute. I mean, the boy too, but the girl, really cute. And why did she cut her hair? And why is she doing this? There's no reason for it. And then last night, I'm talking to some elderly friends of mine. And they're in their 80s. And I say, oh yeah, by the way, how's so and so doing? Right, a mutual acquaintance. Oh, well, so-and-so decided he's a girl, that he's always been a girl, and he's a girl. Like, well, last time I saw him, he was with his girlfriend. What's going on? Well, no, he's a girl. And this is a kid, would be in his early 20s. So, it's really hitting home. It's really hitting home. Does that mean the whole world's tranny? No, it's not going to. It's a paper cut, but it's one that's bleeding and one that's getting infected. So it's a real thing. And if it hasn't come to people people you know haven't been affected yet, just wait, and you won't have to wait very long. It's coming. It's coming, and it's coming big time. They're really, really pushing this stuff. And, you know, people in their 80s can speak out, but I guarantee you, people who are younger have been conditioned, and they won't, you know, they will feel, if they're in public, they're going to feel very much restrained about talking about this. to say, oh, that's horrible, that's gross. So, you know, they won't say it. Okay, and then here's another paper cut. All the lesbianism. Well, homosexuality in general, but the lesbians, you know, the lesbians, a lesbian, they're getting married, okay? The lesbians are getting married. I guess the gays are getting married, too. And, you know, they've been adopting for a while. You can stop them from adopting. In fact, you know who's been stopping the gays from adopting? Vladimir Putin. Because they were adopting a lot of Russian kids and taking them over here. It's very common. And Putin's put an end to that. That was a reverse sanction. It's like, well, if you're going to sanction us, we're not going to let you let your gays come and adopt our orphans. They're better off being orphans in Russia. That's a thing. Of course, they can go over to China and get adoptions. But the thing is, with the lesbians, they've each got a uterus. And there's this technology that was developed over our lifetime. I guess, when did the test tube babies start? Was it in the 60s or the 70s? And I remember 20 years ago or so, there was one woman who, for whatever reason, was very, very open, you know, about just, she would talk to anybody who would listen about her artificially inseminated two children. Now, she was a married woman, married to a man, but for whatever reason, her reproductive organs didn't work right, and so they were dependent on artificial insemination. And this technology was developed to help infertile heterosexual couples have children. That's what it was developed for. But what's it being used for? It's being used to help the lesbians so that they can have children from their own uteruses with their own genetics, but without any man involved. So, I mean, men are just being wiped out of society, especially white men. White men are just being erased from the very society that they created. Well, you know, and that's happening. It's absolutely happening. We're being erased. You look at anything on commercials, you look at brochures, you look at billboards, you look at textbooks, where they're just gratuitously put in these photos. Let's just say professional training. I did some professional training. I took a course, a training course, not long ago. And I think it was designed to be 4 hours or something. It was pretty substantial. Maybe it was 6 hours. It was a long training course, and it had several hundred slides. But every 10th or 20th slide, maybe let's just round it off, about every 15th slide, for no particular reason, maybe it would be a title. It was a title slide. This is the next section, the title. But they all featured a picture of a white woman's slightly, slightly chubby derriere, and she was holding hands with a much heavier black man. You didn't see the black man's face, but you saw the hand was black. You saw the woman from, like, kind of behind, but you could see a bit of her face. And it's like, why? Why are you doing this? Everywhere you look, you open up, you know, catalogs for clothing or for groceries or for whatever, and it's just nothing but black people. Or banks, okay? You go to your bank website. It's mostly black people. I heard when I was on Mark Collett's 400th show anniversary last week, and right before me was Kevin MacDonald, and I heard the last couple minutes of Kevin MacDonald, and he was pointing out, like, if you just came to America and only all you saw was advertisements, you'd think the country was two-thirds black, and you would. I mean, they really ramped it up after the whole Black Lives Matter summer of violence, summer of not of peaceful violence, and they ramped it up, and just white men are being completely eliminated. You know, you see it, to the extent you see whites, they're homosexuals, right? There's when I pull up the YouTube, there I see this one commercial for whatever it's for, and you know they just show these different people, and they'll show the blacks, and they'll show the Hispanics, and they'll show the Asians, and they'll show more blacks, And then maybe they'll show up a white woman with a black man, and then they'll show two white homosexuals, and that's it. And it's like, why do we? But they're, it's mass humiliation and it's psychological abuse. It's another paper cut, but it's having an effect. And you know, I go into the Piggly Wiggly, I go into the drugstore, Walgreens, in the late at night, and the cashier. Is it a man or a woman? It's some sort of weird tranny. It's like a beta dude with long hair, but you know, fingernail polish or something weird. It's really, really getting bad. Okay, and those are the paper cuts. Of course, you got the mass immigration, and I never used to see women in full Muslim veils, and now I'm seeing that. Why are they here? Well, there's an imperative. There's an imperative that everything that can be, everything that white men created has to be given away as fast as possible before white men wake up. And by the time we've woken up, so much is going to be given away. So much. We're not getting it. We're not getting it all back. We are not getting it all back. Okay. In fact, there's not even, this is one of the points I've been getting on lately. There's not even a point in trying to talk about what the society is going to look like after we reassert ourselves, because things are being taken away so fast that, you know, if we start taking control of society, what's going to be left? Well, if we were to do it this year, there's a certain amount left. If we do it 2 years from now, there's a lot less that's going to be left. If it's 4 years from now, is there going to be hardly anything left? I don't know. Not a whole lot, maybe. I don't know. And so you can't plan. You can't make plans for the post-apocalypse world when you don't know when the apocalypse is ending. We don't know when the apocalypse is ending. It's up to us. But we don't know when that's going to happen. And so, you know, in the teens, the 20-teens, yeah, like I started on David Duke's show in 2012, and that was all I did in terms of these shows until about 2016. I got pretty involved, but I was, to a large extent, involved behind the scenes. I was trying to, for a while, I guess when David was running for Senate, I was on his show, probably it was down to about once a week, and I was arranging, what we were trying to do was have one guest, 10 guests, 10 rotating guests. That's what we were going for in 2016, have 10 rotating guests, so each guest would come on once every other week, which was kind of tough. It's tough to schedule something for an every other week. And but you know, for a while we were doing it pretty well. Andrew Anglin was one of them. Who else did we? Mark Collett was certainly doing it then. I think Adrian Salbucci from Argentina. I was one of them. But you know, we had it going for a while. It was kind of tough though. And so I was doing that, but largely behind the scenes. But then, and so I guess in like 2013, 2014, I was on David's show a lot more, maybe like four times a week. For whatever reason, he liked having me on, which was kind of a shame because he started the show in January 2012. And I remember I used to watch his videos. And when I found out he was going to have a daily show, I thought, oh, this is going to be great, because I used to look forward every week. He'd come out with a video more or less once a week, and I'd really look forward to them because they're really, really well done. And then he started the show. He had Adrian Salbucci frequently, and he was a good guest. He had a woman on for
when I wish I were smiling, sure it's like a morning spring with a lilt of laughter. You can hear the angels sing when I foolish hearts are happy.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Started the show. He had Adrian Salbucci frequently, and he was a good guest. He had a woman on for Fitness Friday, Health and Fitness Friday. It was, you know, that show was all right. It wasn't, I was more interested in the political stuff. And he had Dr. James Thring from Britain, who was pretty good. But he had Kevin McDonald on once a week during that first half year or so, which was completely awesome. Those were great. Well, then somehow, and when Kevin McDonald was on, he talked about his Occidental Quarterly website and magazine. And I'd been trying to get my research on Elena Kagan to Dr. Duke. It didn't work. I guess he was still getting lots and lots of people mailing him and everything, so it just kind of got lost, fell through the cracks. But I sent it to Kevin McDonald. He really, really liked it. He must have told Dr. Duke about it, and next thing I knew, I got an invitation from David Duke to go on his show, and that would have been September 2012, and then I started going on a lot. And it was like, it was an honor to be going on all the time. But the thing is, I was a lot easier to schedule than the other people, and so he just stopped. It was became the path of least resistance. But anyway, this is kind of a divergence. But what I'm trying to say is that I started, you know, I got used to being on his show a lot. Then I stopped being on the show a lot. Then I thought, oh, it would be nice to have another outlet. So I started going on Stormfront, which was a call-in show. And so I started getting all these callers. And then I started going on Mark Collett's show not long after that. And Mark Collett's show had... and I did this show, too. I started this show 2017. And originally I was doing it live most of the time and taking a lot of callers. And then Mark Collett's show wasn't taking callers so much. They did take questions. But it would have a different guest every week, and I was a panelist, and then there would be a different guest every week. And here, so I just wasted the past 5 minutes talking about this, but what I'm getting at is what I was noticing in the late teens, the late 20-teens, was all these people, especially younger people, talking about the ethno state, talking about, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. You know, you'd listen to a podcast network, which I'm not going to name, but you'd have people saying, yep, no, blacks are just going to have to go back to Africa, or, you know, the Jews, no, they all got to leave. Well, no, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Well, okay, and here we are seven years later, and of course, we're that much deeper in a hole, and in retrospect, all the talk about the ethnostate and all the talk about we're going to do this, we're going to do that, not only was it premature, but it was counterproductive, totally counterproductive. And, you know, so you'd have people like, I will name Richard Spencer. He was going on his tours, and he wasn't necessarily talking exactly like that, but he was talking in a way that was unproductively provocative, okay? I always thought that, too. I thought he had a lot of potential if he did things somewhat differently, but at any rate, I'm not here to badmouth Richard Spencer, but what I'm here to say is that there's zero point in planning for the future when our house is still on fire, and it's completely on fire. You know, the trannyism and the gayness is there. You got the mass immigration of all these random people from everywhere. And today I saw Africans, you know, women walking around in African garb, woman in the Muslim garb, I mean, just people speaking language. I'm good at languages, even language that I can't even identify. And I'm good with languages. And it's just a deluge. And then, of course, you also have the massive... We've always had the black crime problem, but you've got this massive hostility. But what you also have is what we could call the DMVization of the workplace. And so the DMV, the Division of Motor Vehicles, where you go down and you get your license, you know, every 5 years you got to renew your license, you go down to the DMV, or you buy a car and you got to get plates for it. I mean, if you can go to AAA, especially a suburban AAA, maybe you can get these services taken care of and you don't have to go down to the DMV. But if you have to go down to the DMV, you know, they have a reputation, and there's a basis for this reputation of having a lot of black women working there who are rude and slow and not necessarily good at their jobs. All right, so today, you know, I'm trying to do some new business. And in order to do business, I got to set up...
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you must go, and I must bide.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Babe, will warmer, sweeter be for you? I shall sleep in peace until you come to me.
All right, so today, you know, I'm trying to do some new business, and in order to do business, I got to set up an account, and in order to set up an account, for whatever reason, I had to do some sort of third party verification or whatever. And so I'm being forced to create a Google account or link a Google account to something else, and nothing was working. And so I wind up calling into tech support. Okay. Now, tech support, you used to think you're going to get Indians, right, for tech support. No. I got a black lady from New Jersey. I did ask, and New Jersey, so black that first of all, she was obviously working from home with the speakerphone, so I had trouble enough hearing her. She had a very thick accent. If the audio wasn't so bad, I would be able to tell you whether she was just very, very ghetto, or if she was like a somebody of like Dominican origin who is still has like Spanish characteristics to her Ebonics. But it was, and of course she couldn't help me with anything. She could not help me with anything. And this is really, really common. You're getting this a lot of the time if you're calling in for tech support or for customer service or whatever. You're getting a lot of these places, a lot of these call centers are hiring almost exclusively black women. Okay, so you're getting this all over the place. And the society is not working. It's just not working, and things are falling apart. And, you know, anybody can tell you things are falling apart. All right, so we're pretty far into the show already. We're, like, more than halfway into the show. So I've described the problem. Have I told you anything new that you didn't know already? Well, if I haven't, sorry, but I'm telling you these things. Okay, now are we addressing the problem? And the problem is Jewish power, and I'm not going to take the rest of the show to say all the links between Jewish power and these things. And then remember, of course, there's also we're on the verge of nuclear war, and you've had this whole Ukraine hoax. So let me just tell you, over the past few days, this week, I got my landline rang. I have a landline because I'm a boomer, and I've had the same phone number for 30 years or whatever, 40 years, and I'm not getting rid of it. So my phone rings, and I pick it up. And, of course, it's never a human at the end, other end. If my phone rings, it's a robot. Why? I torture myself. Well, I need a fax line. I need the fax line anyway. Maybe there's a better way to do it, but I got enough things on my plate, okay? It's not that I'm technically incapable or technically illiterate. I'm actually pretty technically good if I put my mind to it. But I don't have time to put my mind to it because I'm doing this, okay? So, and having to earn a living. So there's just not time to keep up on all the technical stuff. But at any rate, the phone rings, and it is a recorded line. It's RNC, Republican National Committee, and they're calling. And they're already talking about Beijing Joe and China this and China that. The CCP says something about the CCP. I only got about 10 seconds into it. And I was thinking, I really should listen to this because I need to know what they're saying. But it just angered me, and so I said something rude to the robot and hung up the phone. You know why? This is not the CCP is not our problem, okay? And then, you know, I'm listening to something else, podcast, and I hear somebody gratuitously talking. They're talking about the Bank of, what is it called? The Bank of Silicon Valley, and it had Chinese depositors. It's getting bailed out and had Chinese depositors. Thank you, Beijing Joe. Well, okay, wait a minute. Really, you're going to go with that? It's a Chinese thing? Silicon Valley? Silicon Valley's run by the Chinese, right? Is Facebook's Silicon Valley? Is it run by the Chinese? Is Google? Is it run by the Chinese? I mean, these aren't run by the Chinese. They're run by Jews, okay? And you go and you look at the depositors. Oh, by the way, David Duke did a little bit of research for the show for today, I think it was. And he looked through headlines from Israeli newspapers, the way Israeli newspapers are reporting on the Silicon Valley Bank failure. And the headlines were, Israeli government helps save $1 billion in Israeli deposits, right? So Israelis got their money out of the bank, like got at least $1 billion out of the bank in the days before it collapsed, like 2 days before it collapsed, all this Israeli money. How did they know, right? So, I mean, that's a real thing. But to say that, oh, it had Chinese depositors. Well, you know, I'm a depositor at banks. Does that mean I own the bank? You know, it's just so silly. There are 1.4 billion Chinese people in the world. China has the largest, when I say in the world, there's 1.4 billion people in China, right? Not all of them are Chinese. Most of them are Han Chinese. And then there's a lot of Chinese people. There's a big Chinese diaspora. But where was I going with this? I mean, it's got the biggest economy in the world. It's the biggest trading nation in the world. It's the biggest industrial production country in the world. It's passed up the United States. The only reason that the American GDP is anywhere close to the Chinese GDP is because of consumption, because we consume a lot, because we've got a lot of people who aren't producing anything, who are on Social Security or on disability or on welfare or whatever, and they're consuming a lot without producing anything. So the Chinese are the biggest economic power in the world. Any bank in any country anywhere is going to have some Chinese depositors. I mean, it's just it's just a spurious connection. But you hear this. And then I get an email, and this is all this week. I get an email supposedly from Donald Trump, right? And Donald Trump, oh my God. So the Donald Trump email said that, you know, Beijing Joe, I don't know if they called him Beijing Joe, but the Biden clan, including Hunter and his little brother and somebody else, that they got, what was it? Did they get $1 million from Chinese, or did they get $3 million from Chinese? I can't remember. I'd have to go back and look. In fact, I will go back and look. Okay, here's the email, and this is from Team Trump. Okay, friend, Republicans on the House Oversight Committee just uncovered proof that the Bidens are bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party. Then in highlights, bank records confirm that Biden family members received at least $1 million after a Chinese company wired $3 million to a Biden family associate's business. Okay. So the Bidens are corrupt. All right. There's nothing new about that. But to buy and pay for Biden is going to cost a lot more than $1 million. I mean, that's honestly, this is like Dr. Evil in Austin Powers. You remember Austin Powers, right? Dr. Evil. And he's woken up after, you know, he froze himself in 1969, and he's woken up in 1989, I guess. It was like after 30 years, he wakes up, and he's trying to convince the leaders of the world governments, the UN Security Council, that he's going to blow up, he's going to destroy the world unless you send me $1 million. And then he does his Dr. Evil thing, and even Mini-Me was looking at him. Like, wait a minute. I don't think Mini-Me was in that episode. But $1 million doesn't buy you a presidency. It just doesn't. And for a Chinese company to invest or purchase $3 million worth of goods from a company, an American company, you know, you have to show a lot more context. I mean, okay, if the Bidens got $1 million out of it, is there some bribery going on? Yeah, but does that make it bought and paid for? I mean, what do you get for $1 million? What do you get for $1 million bribe? You get for $1 million bribe, you might get some regulations eased. You might get somebody looking the other way when it comes to an environmental regulation or something. That's what you get for $1 million. You're going to get somebody looking the other way when regulators come by, or maybe you're going to get a good word when there's like a contract that has, you know, you have to, if the city of Cleveland is looking for, you know, new trash people or something, a company to outsource its trash collection for, okay, you don't buy a presidency for $1 million. Okay, and here's the other, got to put it in context, and, you know, people, you got to get good at numbers. You do. And I don't know if there is an app to help you get better at numbers. And maybe some of you are good at numbers. But if you're not good at numbers, just start with arithmetic, really. Start doing some arithmetic. Start learning the difference between $1 million and $1 billion and $1 trillion. Start, when you start hearing numbers, start thinking, okay, if we're talking about $1 million and you divide that $1 million between every man, woman, and child in America, what does that equal, right? Because yeah, I remember you had somebody talking about $300 million on TV. It was a black lady was explaining something to Brian Williams on NBC or MSNBC and said, $300 million. If you divided that between every person in the United States, that would be like giving each person $1 million. No, actually, it would be like giving each person $1. But and Brian Williams is like, wow, that is really amazing. Nobody bothers to do the math. Oh, how can we do math? I don't have a calculator here. So really, you got to do the math. So let's put it in context. So, I don't have. Oh, okay. Hold on a second. Okay, the Biden campaign for 2020, his presidential election campaign, between the campaign committee itself and then so-called outside groups that supported him, they spent $1.6 billion, okay? Over $1 billion was the campaign itself, and then the other groups was like $580 million. Okay, so $1.6 billion. So you're saying that for $1 million, Biden is bought and paid for. Okay, $1 million. Yeah, bribes happen. Bribes happen. But how much do you get for $1 million for a politician who just won campaign? I mean, he has been in Washington. His first successful campaign for federal office was his Senate campaign in 1972. So he's been doing this for over half a century. And this one election, albeit his biggest election, but this one election, which is over, is $1 million, which doesn't even represent 0.1% of the money that he spent. Okay, and then so $1 million. Well, what about all these people who gave the other $1.6 billion? What do they get? And who are they? Okay, this is according to Forbes magazine. All right, so here are the billionaires who donated to Joe Biden's 2020 presidential campaign, and this is from February 17th, 2021, and it says the 230 Biden backers, they're talking about the billionaires, include founders of companies like Patagonia, DoorDash, Netflix, okay. Mega donors like George Soros, who's a Jew, Henry Laufer, sounds Jewish to me, the richest families like the Pritzkers. The Pritzkers are Jewish. The governor of Illinois is in that family. The former commerce secretary was a Pritzker. The Lauders, what are they? They're cosmetics or something. They are, it's a Jewish family. So you got all these Jews. How much money are they giving? And then after losing to Biden in the primaries, Tom Steyer, another, billionaire, Steyer, he was running for president against Biden. I don't know if you remember that. He hosted fundraisers for his former foe. It goes on down, but and hedge funder, Stephen Mandel. Mandel's a Jewish name. I don't know Stephen Mandel specifically, real estate magnate, Neil Bloom. I haven't looked into all these people specifically. Facebook co-founder, Dustin Moskovitz gave $47 million. Reid Hoffman, LinkedIn co-founder, Reid Hoffman. I'm pretty sure he's Jewish. I say pretty sure because I'm giving myself an out, but I know that LinkedIn was founded by Jews, and he gave $7 million. Oh, how about this? Michael Bloomberg threw in $100 million into super PACs supporting Biden. Okay, $100 million just for Michael Bloomberg, and yet Biden is bought and paid for by the Chinese, by the CCP, because some unnamed Chinese person sent $1 million to the Bidens to split up between the four or five of them. Okay. All right. So here's the thing. We're coming to the end of the show. This is the point. And I had to clear this with RBN beforehand. I had to clear this, but it's been cleared. And all this stuff about China, people can call me a China shill or whatever, but, Dr. Dukes, like 4 years earlier, the Hillary campaign, 17 out of the 20 biggest donors were Jews. They were Jews. And yet you got Tucker Carlson, who was talking about their donors are windmill farmers or whatever. They're windmills. That's their donors. He never names a single one. But no, those are donors, the Democratic donors. The Democratic donors and the Republican donors are Jews. They're Jews. Tucker won't say it. Trump won't say it. These people won't say it. You know why? Because they're pussies. They're a bunch of pussies. I've been calling them faggots. No, let me apologize to all the homosexuals out there. They're not faggots. They're pussies. They're big, giant pussies, okay? And when I say pussies, I mean, and I cleared this with RBN, cowards. I'm using it in the sense of coward, okay? That's the sense of the word I'm using, and that's okay. I'm not using it in the other sense of the word, like what Donald Trump would grab. But you know what? Donald Trump can just grab himself. He might as well just grab himself because he's a pussy. And that's what they are. And we are not we're not getting out of this without talking about Jewish power. None of these people will. Kanye West would, okay? Kanye West would. Tucker won't. Trump won't. Elon Musk won't. These people, they won't do it. And we are not getting out of our we are not putting out this fire without talking about Jewish power. Talking about Jewish power is the only way to put out the fire. And until we put out the fire...
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow. Playing a new game. Laughing. Skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with a heart that felt better than you, a brown-eyed girl.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do it. And we are not getting out of our we are not putting out this fire without talking about Jewish power. Talking about Jewish power is the only way to put out the fire. And until we put out the fire, there's no point in even speculating about what happens after that. Because we have no idea what's going to be left. country is burning like crazy. Kids, you know, perfectly normal, healthy, cute, nice kids are becoming trannies, and they're getting gay. They're getting gay with our kids. They're trannifying them. They're indoctrinating all the girls to have sex with black men. Just have sex and have babies. They can have all the babies they want. You don't have to be married. The white man will pay. Well, the white man's being bled dry. We're being completely bled dry. We're being erased from the society that we created. And the civilization we created is not going to last long without us. It's just not. Everything's falling apart. And it's going to fall apart. And there's no point in talking about how to put it back together until we put the fire out. The fire has to be put out. The only way to put the fire out is to talk about Jewish power. And anybody who's talking about distractions, it's bad enough when people say globalists. It's bad enough when people say dog whistle words about Jews because, I'm sorry, our people aren't dogs. They don't hear it. They don't hear those frequencies. They don't. I've talked to people who literally think that there are literal 7-foot reptiles from the center of the earth that are running things, okay? There's not, okay? There's not a secret conspiracy that's meeting in some island or some underground cave beneath Lake Geneva. No. It's Jews who are running things. Jews don't need to have a giant conspiracy. Like George Carlin said, where there's a convergence of interest, there's no need for conspiracy. And that's what you have. There's some scheming going on. But the main factor is that convergence of at least their perceived interests. That's what's happening. And we can stop it if we stop cooperating with it. But we're not going to stop cooperating with it if we can't talk about it. And even the people cooperating don't understand. Half these people don't understand. Most of these people don't understand. They don't understand because nobody's talking about it. How smart do you think Tucker is? Because I don't think he's really very smart. He's not. He's not that smart. Okay? To what extent? He might know a lot, but he's not very smart. These people, and it's bad enough when they're talking, trying to dog whistle. You know, globalists, military industrial complex, neocons, that's bad enough because it doesn't help. But when they talk about a distraction, the big distraction now is China. It's not just that it doesn't help. It does massive harm. And everybody's getting whipped up. When I say everybody who watches Fox News is getting whipped up into hysteria about China. And it's such bullhonk. It's bullhonk. I haven't cleared the BS word yet, but it is. It's such bullhonk. And these people are pussies. And they need to be called out as pussies who aren't even faggots because they're not good enough to be faggots. They're complete pussies, all right? Okay, I think that was a fun show. I'll be back again next week with more exciting episodes of National Bugle Radio.
They see the waltz with the strawberry blonde and the band played on. It waltz cross the floor with girl he adored, and the band played on. But his brain was so bloated, it nearly exploded. The poor girl was breaking his arm. He married the girl with the strawberry curl, and the band.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com.
and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.